اے میرے داتا، اے میرے مالک، اے میرے مولا، اے میرے والی، اے میرے داتا، اے میرے مالک، اے میرے مولا، اے میرے والی، شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے، سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی. We can have many, many kings in the world, but the king of all kings is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He is the one that gives kingdoms to kings, and whenever he desires, then he snatches away those kingdoms. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah Ta'ala, whenever he desires, then he snatches it away. Allah Ta'ala gives kingdoms and he takes it away. Sovereignty, rule, power, Allah Ta'ala gives. There are different reasons why Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala puts people into that position, gives them an opportunity, and when they fail, then Allah Ta'ala snatches away that kingdom, snatches away that sovereignty. Allah Ta'ala is the king of all kings. He is the one who makes kings kings. So whether it is a king or whether it is a citizen, everybody has to acknowledge Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala as the supreme power. There is no supreme power in this world. They can call themselves supreme power, supreme power. Their supreme power is so weak that if they have to bombard one country, first they need a coalition of forces. That's the supreme power. First they need one whole coalition. They go and beg everybody, give me some rights over your land. Give me some logistical support. That's the supreme power. So, ay mere data, ay mere malik. Ay mere maula, ay mere wali. Shahan shahe tu alam tu hai. سب سے تیری سرکار ہے حالی. اے میرے داتا، اے میرے والی، اے میرے مالک، اے میرے داتا، اے میرے مالک، اے میرے مولا، اے میرے والی، شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے، سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی. شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے، گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی. شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے، گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی. بھی عجب خوش بخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی. اللہ تعالیٰ شان از ڈفرنٹ ایٹ ڈفرنٹ ٹائمس. سم ٹائمز از اینگر اینڈ از روت وی کین سی اٹ مینیفیسٹ ان وٹ ایور از ہیپنگ، اینڈ سم ٹائمز اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ شان آف جمال. سو اٹ جسٹ ڈیپینڈ آن اور ایکشن اینڈ اور ڈیڈز، اٹ ول برنگ اباؤٹ ا ریئیکشن فرام اللہ تعالیٰ. And that person, how fortunate he is. What kind of fortune that person has got. We say that person is very fortunate, he's got so much wealth, so much this, so much that. So, وہ بھی عجب خوش بخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی. That person who brought your remembrance into his heart, how fortunate a person is. Because when he brings remembrance of Allah Ta'ala in his heart, then Allah Ta'ala remembers him. فَذْكُرُونِ أَذْكُرْكُمْ. شغل میرا وسب تو الہی، شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ. لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ. اللہ 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 قصبہ میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی قصبہ میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گنوائی قصبہ میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں جس ریمین ان دا ایکوزیشن فار دا مٹیریل تھنگ آف دس ورلڈ ونس اگین وی ہیو ٹو ریمبر دیٹ وی آر لیونگ ان اے ورلڈ آف مینس اینڈ اللہ تعالیٰ ہمسیلف ہیز کریٹڈ دس مینس فار اس And as our livelihood, he has spread different things out around the globe. So to earn it as halal livelihood, that is a teaching of Sharia, Quran and Sunnah. Through that same earning, the person can become a wali of Allah Ta'ala. Here what he is talking about is the majority. That the majority of us, it becomes nothing but an obsession. Just dunya, dunya, dunya. We don't make it the means of the akhirah. We waste so much of our valuable time and resources in nothing but futile things, futile activities, futile endeavors, things that will not even benefit in this world or the akhirat. In ghaflat, ghaflat, negligence, hours and hours and hours, days and days go on the television screen. And at the end of it, what benefit? How much of it was really useful? So therefore he says, قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی. I did not acquire the دولت and wealth of deen. وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا. So much of my time I wasted. عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گنوائی. And my life I spent in negligence. Unconcerned that there is an آخرت, there is a day of judgment. قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گنوائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں، کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی، مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا۔ اللہ، I am the worst of all the sinners on the surface of the earth. That is what we should think of ourselves. کوئی نہیں مجھ میں بھلائی، مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا، کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی۔ From the time I became of age up till now, which sin, my Allah, I did not commit. Each and every one of us, we know our own lives, what we went through. Schools, universities, colleges, or wherever we may have been, bazaars and marketplaces, our local travels and overseas travels, our stays at the hotels and our stays in tourist resorts and other places, our walking on the beach fronts and other places, which sin we haven't committed now. In our homes, in the privacy of our homes, which sin we haven't committed. And then inside our hearts, how much of malice, greed, pride. Therefore we say, mujhsa koi badkar na hoga. And yet the one who has composed this is Hazrat Khwaja Majzoob Rahmatullah Ali, a great wali of Allah. It is for us, people like us. Kaun si maine ki na burai, mujhsa koi badkar na hoga. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی، شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ، لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے مولا اے میرے اللہ، نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ۔ او مائی اللہ، پروٹیکٹ می فرام دی اٹیکس آف نفس اینڈ شیطان۔ نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائی کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ۔ نفس اینڈ شیطان ہیو گینگڈ اپ، دے ہیو کولیبوریٹڈ، دے ہیو جوائنڈ فورسز اینڈ دے ہیو اٹیکڈ می، او مائی اللہ۔ سو پروٹیکٹ می فرام دی اٹیکس آف نفس اینڈ شیطان۔ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے, لسن ٹو مائی سائز او اللہ, آئی ایم یور سلیو, آئی ایم یور بندہ, آئی ایم یور سروینٹ, آئی ایم ایبسلوٹلی یوز لیس, آئی ایم ویری ویری ویک, آئی ایم انسگنیفیکنٹ, آئی ایم پاور لیس, مائی بلاوڈ اللہ, آئی ایم ہیلپ لیس. نفس اینڈ شیطان ہیو بیکم ڈومیننٹ. آئی ٹرائی ٹو کم آؤٹ آف اٹ بٹ اگین دے اٹیک می. آئی میک توبہ بٹ آئی بریک مائی توبہ. I have no other source of support, my Allah, except your support. Where else do I go, my Allah? Apna bana le, apna bana. Make me yours with your power of jazb, my Allah. Select us, make us yours. Now if a person begs Allah Ta'ala like that, has Allah Ta'ala got any kind of grudge against us that is not going to give us what we seek? Allah Ta'ala loves His servants. If it hadn't been for that, would He have given us these opportunities like this to turn towards Him? Apna bana le, apna bana le. Make us yours, make us yours. And we will feel within us, when Allah Ta'ala will make us His, then we will feel that something has come in the heart.
شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی, شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ, لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ, اللہ 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 اللہ
اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ, اے میرے اللہ, کر دے فنا سب میرے ارادے اے میرے اللہ, اے میرے اللہ.
جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ, اے میرے اللہ, دل میں میرے یاد اپنی رچا دے اے میرے اللہ, اے میرے اللہ. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی, شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ, لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ, اللہ 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 اللہ
اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ I have explained many times in the majlis of zikr that the whole purpose of zikr is to light up the heart with the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that afterwards wherever we are, we remember Allah ta'ala. This is not the end. The zikr and remembrance of Allah ta'ala must be in the business, in the home, wherever we are. Whether we are on the ground or we are in the air, wherever we are, we must remember that my Allah is with me. He is watching. He knows everything. He listens to everything. And it is in His power to give us whatever we are seeking and desiring. Our lives are in His control. Who else's control is our life? So these majalis are to light up our hearts. It is just for to create that love of Allah. Doesn't mean that is the end. That we don't have to learn anything else about Islam and Deen and Sharia and Quran Sharif. Everything about Deen has to be learnt. Namaz, Roza, Zakat, Hajj, Nikah, Talaq, buying, selling, etiquette, morals, behavior. Everything has to be learnt. But when will a person become desirous of learning? Is when he has that love of Allah Ta'ala, when he has that concern that there is a day of judgment on which he has to answer for his doings, when he's got love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and when he realizes that my actions, my deeds, whatever I do, when Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is informed of it, then how much it must be causing him hurt and injury and pain. That Nabi of Allah who sacrificed so much for us. In his time, the Kuffar, the Mushrikeen, the Yahud, the Nasara, the hypocrites, the Jews, the Christians, they were the ones that caused him a lot of problem, pain and suffering. But who is the cause of his suffering today? Is the Muslim Ummah around the globe. Look at our actions. Don't look at a small sample as I always say. Look at the whole world and look at the majority. They are like us. Indifferent, negligent. So by taking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's name repeatedly, then it settles in the heart. A person keeps on taking the name of someone with love, then it settles in the heart. Wherever he is going, the beloved is in his heart. So here also Allah Ta'ala, who is our beloved, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, our beloved, then they will come in our hearts. And the love of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam will make us love our parents, our children, and go to our businesses and do everything that Sharia says us to do. But haram will become very difficult for the believer. When it becomes difficult to do haram and easy to do good deeds and actions, then it shows this person is now on track. At present, it is easy for us to engage in sins than to engage in good deeds. To engage in good deeds is like a big mountain over our heads. But to engage in sins is easy. So when it reverses, when it turns around, when it's the opposite, that when good deeds give us happiness, give us satisfaction. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was questioned, mal iman, what is iman? He said, is asarratka hasanatuka wa sa'atka sayyatuka fa anta mu'min. Aw kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam, that when your good deeds give you happiness, your namaz, your roza, your zakat, you're taking care of the poor, the needy, the destitute, and all your good deeds and action, your tasbihat, your umrahs, your hajj, your fulfillment of the rights of people, all that give you happiness. And when your sins give you a kind of pain and hurt, the person, it makes him uncomfortable, restless, that why did I commit this sin? So then that is a sign the person is a mu'min. Now does it give us any kind of pain when we commit sins? Does it give us a deep hurt, deep grief and sorrow that, why did I commit this sin? Or is it that we get an enjoyment in sins? Each and every one of us have to just check that does sins bring enjoyment or do they bring a kind of pain in our hearts? If they bring enjoyment, then it shows that we are far, far away. So then too, we should not lose hope. There is no such thing as losing hope in Shariat, in Quran and Sunnah. And in this beautiful deen of Islam, there is no word as despairing of Allah Ta'ala's mercy. No matter how far we may have gone, but this very fact, look at now, 25th night it is. Never did we find a masjid so packed on a 25th night. And 90% young friends. So isn't that a sign that there is some love of Allah Ta'ala in the hearts? Otherwise, why else would they come? So changes can come. We must never lose hope. Allah Ta'ala is very merciful, very forgiving. He wants us to take the few steps towards Him. Many times I've explained, but we always get new brothers and new friends. That when a child, and it's a beautiful example, that when a child is taking its first steps, they are memorable steps. Parents also remember that all their lives, the first steps of the child. So what does the father do or the mother do? They hold the child like that and then leave the hand. They just leave the hand and the child takes the first step and is about to fall. The mother grabs the child and says, wah, wah, mashallah, my beloved, my re, pyare, ha, clings the child to her bosom, pats the child, praises the child. The child has done nothing. Does not allow the child to get hurt. Does not allow the child to fall and get any kind of injury or pain. The first step has been taken. Allah Ta'ala is more loving than even that mother. What mercy does a mother have? Allah Ta'ala's mercy knows no bounds and limits. That young person who was in cinemas and discos and rave clubs and theatres, now suddenly he realized that I have gone on the wrong track. I have been derailed. And he starts taking the first step towards Allah, which is sincere tawbah. He says, oh Allah, forgive me. I've heard. I've made a mistake. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala loves him more than that child. Ah, my young friends, there's no need to lose hope. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رحيم يا كريم يا مولا. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah, 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 Allah. How beloved you are to us by Allah. Why should you not be beloved? Our lives blessed by you. Our sight, our hearing, our speech, our heart, liver, and lungs, all you have blessed us with. Our wealth, every ni'mat and every bounty, my beloved Allah, has been given to us without us deserving. We know we are deserving of the worst of all punishments. If you had to destroy us, if you have to send the gale force winds against us, if you have to shake the earth beneath our feet, if you had to cause us to drown in the oceans or to drown in flood waters, my beloved Allah, we were deserving of even more than that. We, because of our sins, are deserving of even more than that. But my beloved Allah, you don't love punishment, you don't love punishment, you don't love punishment. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. There is no question of despairing of your mercy, my Allah. We are taking the first steps towards you, my Allah. We are taking the first steps towards you, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, when the child takes its first step, the mother does not allow the child to fall onto the ground and hurt itself. Don't let nafs and shaitan hurt us anymore, my Allah. Hamari zindagi ka hal badal de. Change the condition of our lives. Make us yours and become ours. Open the floodgates of your mercy for us. Open the floodgates of your forgiveness for us. Cause us to be drenched in the rays of rahmat that are pouring in this Mubarak night. My beloved Allah, we want to become yours. Make us yours and become ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zavi meri. If you are not ours, nothing will be ours. If you are ours, everything will work in our favor. Become ours and make us yours. My beloved Allah, for what else have we gathered this part of the night, in this Mubarak night, in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, the 25th night? Ya Allah, each and every one is hopeful, my Allah. We have great hope and trust in you, my Allah. Tonight, open the floodgates of maghfirat for us. Make a decision to make us yours. Remove us, my beloved Allah, from the slavery of nafs and shaitan. Make us your slaves and your obedient servants. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the love and ishq of Nabi alayhi salat wa salam. Make us obedient to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His ihsan and his favors upon us are unlimited, my Allah. Ya Allah, we would not have been taking your Mubarak name tonight if it had not been for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much of sacrifices he made for us. Ah, my Allah, we cannot even read those incidents. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam being stoned in Taif. Scoundrels put behind him. He's being sworn at, he's being cursed, he's being rejected. His Mubarak shoes become filled with his Mubarak blood. Our child's blood, my Allah, we will not tolerate one drop. Oh, my beloved Allah, if someone has to stone our child, our anger will know no limits. But for the sake of deen, it was tolerated. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is stoned in Uhud, he falls down unconscious. The pins of the helmet pierce his jaws. He bleeds profusely. The most park and most pure. Intestines of animals are put on his back when he goes in sajda. Ah, by Allah, he whose body was nothing but fragrant, by Allah, his perspiration was full of fragrance, yet he applied so much of ether, and on his Mubarak body, filthy intestines of animals are placed. Ah, my Allah, his beloved little daughter used to say, oh, my dear father, why are they doing this to you? Ya Allah, he stands whole night in prayers. We have shown no appreciation for all his sacrifices. Ya Allah, when he is informed, that ummat for whom you cried so much, that ummat for whom you cried so much, for whom so much of your blood was shed, that ummat in discos, cinemas, theatres, rave clubs, porn sites, illicit love relationships, ah, my Allah, my beloved Allah. Even in Medina Sharif, in the hotels, filthy pictures are seen. Filthy music is heard. Our cell phone rings. Oh, my beloved Allah, change the condition of our lives. Change the condition of our lives. Don't let us be the cause of injury and pain to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. You dearly love forgiveness, my Allah. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, barakat in our time, barakat in our employment, barakat in every ni'mat and bounty that you have given us. Don't seize and snatch away these bounties because of our sins, because of our vices and evils. Ya Allah, look at your shan of being Rahim and Kareem, my Allah. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are on journeys, make them reach the destination safely. Bless everyone with the best of dunya and akhirah. My beloved Allah, remove the dark clouds that are above our heads. We don't know what we are heading for in this country, my Allah. Change the conditions of insecurity to that of security. Conditions of adversity to that of prosperity. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, we are turning towards you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There's no one for us besides you, by Allah. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے یا اللہ. We want a heart that is filled with your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death visit us in any kind of haram action. We don't know when we are going to die, where we are going to die. Every day, suddenly people are leaving from this world. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theatre, gambling den, adultery, fornication, any kind of haram action. When the time of our departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with Shahadat in Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with burial in Baqi. Ey mere Allah, 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 Allah. Seek from Allah now for the next 3-4 minutes. Ask Allah. Allah is listening. Allah is listening. Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. Ya Allah, accept our salat, accept our taraweeh, accept our fasting, accept our zakats, accept our charities, accept our zikr, accept our tilawat. Accept our du'as, my beloved Allah. Accept our du'as, my beloved Allah. Make a decision of acceptance. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, you are well away. You are well away. You look into hearts, my Allah. This very moment you are looking at us. You are listening to us. You know the thoughts that are crossing our minds. You know the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. With your fazl, with your kindness, with your power, fulfill their good wishes and aspirations. And you are well away, my Allah. We cannot know everybody's difficulties. But you are well away of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering. There are so many who are having great difficulty in coming out from sins also, my Allah. You know each and every one's difficulties, whatever the difficulties may be. Ya Allah, with your fazl and kindness, remove those difficulties, those problems, those obstacles. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu. If someone has to ask me, what is this you are all the time raising your hands and begging and begging and begging. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu. Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. I will say to them that I am seeking my Allah from my Allah. वो हो जाए मेरा मैं हो जाऊं उसका यही रात दिन में दुआ मांगता हूं. That he become mine and I become his. हर तमन्ना दिल से रुखसत हो गई. हर तमन्ना दिल से रुखसत हो गई. अब तो आ जा अब तो खलवत हो गई. सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला खैर खल्क़ी सय्यदिना व नबीना व शफीअना मौलाना मुहम्मद व आलिही व असहाबिही अजमईन برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Tonight is just the 25th night, but if this is the crowd, then on the 27th night we expect much more. So my suggestion is that all those who can make some arrangement with others to be picked up and be, instead of one person in one car, then from now try and program yourselves. And also plan yourself. You'll be sitting for the first session and going, then park your car such a way that you're not obstructed after the first session. Go outside and carry on. If it is after the second program, so then park it in the basement or wherever people will generally park who will leave after the second program. And if you're staying the whole night, then park it in the base where it's not going to affect anybody any part of the night. We have to be considerate. Having a lot of dua for my health also and khidmat of deen with ikhlas, because not by way of complaint to Allah Ta'ala or complaint of Allah Ta'ala, but just for the purpose of information so that you give me dua that this year I am having some chest problems. So make a lot of dua and Allah Ta'ala make it easy for me to continue with the programs. And I have very great hopes in Allah Ta'ala that He will accept your duas. So it is permissible to give information sometimes. Mustn't complain. Mustn't think that whatever comes from Allah Ta'ala, there's no khair in it. In everything there's goodness. In everything there's khair. Allah Ta'ala must not test us. We are extremely weak. So it's Allah Ta'ala's fazal from the first of Ramadan, it's carrying on. Pain comes and goes, but we haven't stopped with any program. Everything is carrying on. That is Allah Ta'ala's fazal. That make dua, Allah Ta'ala give complete shifa. I was telling the brothers yesterday when we started i'tikaf in this masjid for many years. This corner here was my place of i'tikaf. All day and night used to be there. Health is a thing, doesn't remain the same lifelong. Therefore, whilst you've got your youth, and whilst you've got the strength, and whilst you've got the health, do what you can do. So that when the day comes when you cannot do much because of old age or ill health, then Allah Ta'ala will give pension. How people get pension when they get old age. Without work, the government gives them pension. So like that, if you have done something in youth, then they will say, no, this person, Allah Ta'ala say, he did some work in his youth. So now he's gone old, he's gone sick, so give him, without even doing it also. The person won't do it and he'll get full sawab. Therefore I tell the old people, why must you all go beyond limits? If the doctor has said, if a physician has said, if somebody reliable has said, that definitely this fasting is going to be very, very difficult for you, it could lead you to collapse and coma or some other kind of worsening of the illness. So then don't do it. All your life you have been particular, you have been fasting, you have been making namaz, you have been doing everything. So now if you cannot do very much, Allah Ta'ala is making it easy. He'll give the sawab without even making those nafil namazes and making that much zikr and tilawat and everything else. Fast you cannot keep it. If you think you'll recover, then keep it after Ramadan. And if the old age and the sickness is such that there's no hope of recovery from that, then give fidya per fast. But why go into such extremes when Allah Ta'ala Himself is giving that concession? But that is for those people who are of that category. Otherwise, lots of people, their sickness only starts first of Ramadan. First of Ramadan, they say, ulcer troubling Allah. The whole year round it didn't trouble. But first of Ramadan, it starts troubling. So we're not talking about those people whose problem starts first Ramadan. Mashallah, mashallah, very, very pleasing to see all of you. Now go have a bit of rest. Allah Ta'ala accept your coming, accept your duas, and make it a means of change, total change. Then after Ramadan also we have our programs, yeah, Monday nights, Thursday nights, sort of thing. If you keep up into that groove, then inshallah, even if you are derailed, you come on track or join other Kundalini programs. Jazakallah. And feel free to ask whatever you wish. We don't look down upon anybody. It's not permissible for to look down upon somebody, especially who wants some kind of reformation and change. He's a patient. If a patient goes to a doctor and says, I've got this sickness, that sickness, even if he's got AIDS, the doctor got no right to start cursing him and booting him and beating him. If a doctor starts beating him and booting him because he's got AIDS, will anybody go to the doctor? He made a mistake in his life, now give him treatment, he's coming for treatment. Yes, you can reprimand him, that why do you want to do those things which caused you this harm and problem? But the very fact that he came for treatment shows that the person is concerned. So if a person says that these are the weaknesses from which I can't seem to come out, it's not a question of reading out a whole list of sins to some alim or sheikh or somebody. That I got this sin, this sin, this sin I committed. We are not here to count sins and go and announce our sins. But those sins which the person can't seem to give up. So then for the purpose of reformation, if he is informing, then how can somebody look down upon him? But my experience is this, that most of the people who become bayat or who join the stream, when you tell them Islah, the only Islah they got is marital problems. That's all. A lot of problems with my wife, Maulana. And that's all. No other problems. So as far as wives are concerned, treat them nicely. You are the man. You are Rijal. Allah Ta'ala gave that 1 degree superiority above the woman for what? Is it there so that you beat her up and swear her and curse her and boot her? No. She's got her weaknesses, and if we are going to go and look at only the weaknesses, then there's going to be clash and there's going to be fight. How many good qualities they have, how much they do for us. Overlook the shortcomings, the weaknesses, even if it is true that they've got it. That's all. Go the follow Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's pattern. Did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ever beat up any wife? Or did he swear or curse or scream and shout or threaten them? And now the husbands, many of them, don't stop short of threats of even shooting something. So then there's going to be problems. How are we going to resolve? And whether we like it or not, it's our sins that catch up with us. It may be not in our sight connected, but it is connected. The sins that we commit, the disobedience that we show to Allah Ta'ala, then our wives become disobedient, our children become disobedient, everybody becomes disobedient. Nobody wants to listen to anybody. When we become obedient to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then Allah Ta'ala puts love and muhabbat into hearts. So there's nothing to lose hope for. May Allah Ta'ala bless each and every one of you with long life, good health, peace, prosperity and happiness. As I said, our hearts, this is the thing that takes its toll, the amount of cases we deal with, traumatic cases. And every case affects the heart. So how much are you going to take? How much pain can one take on the heart? Allah Ta'ala give everybody hidayat. Seems that sometimes we don't want a happy life. That's why we focus more on all the little weaknesses and shortcomings of those wives and those children. Some people you go on and on and on, and finally you get so sick and tired, then I tell them, I think the best thing is put a boxing ring, then we invite one nice good congregation to witness the fight, and then we will see who is the victor or the victress, the one who had the most stress, I think. What is the benefit of it? What do you get? What enjoyment? Right, it's 11 o'clock now. You can have a bit of rest or engage yourselves in some zikr tilawat. I also have a lot of correspondence and other things.